Y'all want to get a segment out of me or anything I can help you with?
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you talk a little soccer for our soccer segment for our European?
We got the World Cup coming up, which is.
Yes. I'm curious because we screwed over Landon Donovan.
I've tried to find sports other than, you know, U.S. football that keep me excited and occupied over the years. I tried NASCAR.
Why did you NASCAR even try?
NASCAR doesn't really work for me. I mean, they're exciting. But, you know, otherwise it doesn't work for me. I don't really get into NBA basketball too much till the playoffs, which is kind of leading into training camps for NFL teams and draft. So that doesn't work. Baseball to me, not very exciting.
Not exciting at all.
Out of soccer, you know. And when you look at European club soccer, professional soccer from countries like England and Spain and Germany and Italy, France, kind of fun, kind of interesting, because you look at sport, you look at free agency, you look at what makes, you know, the champions of those leagues successful, and those are leagues that are as competitive as, you know, our NFL,
money.
Or even more so, because what happens in the NFL if you finish in last place? What if you were 32 out of 32 in the NFL? You get the first round draft pick next year, right?
Right.
What happens if you're in last place at a professional soccer team in England, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, any league of professional true football? You get demoted. They send you down to AAA.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yep.
There's no tanking.
And if you win AAA, you get moved up.
If you win AAA, you move up. Yeah, no, that's a cool thing. You know what's funny is, like, the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who is, like, the worst. I mean, they're the worst team in the NFL right now. He's also, like, he bought a team in the United Kingdom English Professional League last year, and he took a team that was, like, you know, playing in their equivalent of the NFL, the BPL. And he successfully moved them down to the minor leagues in his first season. So, and it's like, you know, somebody does this in the NFL, they do this in another professional league, they're a bad owner. They're a dummy.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I would have, you know, said successfully moved them down to the minor league, but I think I get your point.
Oh, no, he was.
But I mean, was his whole point to move them down to the minor league?
No, I think he probably tries to do the same thing with this team that he does with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What, just wheel and deal players?
Just suck at everything. Jacksonville sucks at everything. Like, you know, they can't get a good GM. They can't get a good coach. They can't get a good players. They can't make good
fans.
Draft decisions. They can't do anything.
They draft Blake Bortles. They're
a team in crisis, and that all starts at the top. And the same general, you know, that's charging that army, the same captain that's captaining that ship, you know, he went and bought a pretty successful soccer team in England. I mean, they were, like, kind of mid-table of the top league. A little crazy eccentricity about the team they bought is they had a Michael Jackson statue outside of their stadium. And he went and removed that, and, like, after he removed that Michael Jackson statue, they lost, like, 14 games in a row. I would do the same thing. World Cup's crazy. Soccer's coming up, man. You're gonna get bombarded.
That's what we're talking about.
With soccer and all this bullshit. And you know, the United States of America, our USA team, we have again qualified for the World Cup. It's going to be very exciting. We're taking a 23-man squad to Brazil. this, you know, starting about 3 weeks from now, dude, it's going to be rough. And the crazy thing is, basically, the coach of U.S. soccer cut the number one all-time goal scorer, the number one
in
all-time
United States history,
a guy who has more appearances from the team
than the guy who's replacing him, who's 18 years old and has only played 20 minutes of professional soccer.
Say any number of people are replacing him, because I mean, it's just like an NFL team. An NFL team has, what, like 42, 43 places to fill, right? A soccer squad has like 23 places to fill. So you could say we're taking this 18-year-old guy, you know, that plays in the top league for the top team, and he's the one who's replacing Captain America. But at the end of the day,
nobody replaces Captain America.
He's larger than the sport, and he tried to be Captain America, and he got cut, you know, and he was the first, you know, I'm not in the best shape, I'm not in the best fitness, not in the best of form, so cut me. And
it won't matter, because even if we lose, they can blame it on being in the division that they were in.
Oh, we're in the pool of death.
All right, so whatever.
It's gonna be tough. The other countries around the world are better than we are at soccer.
Dude, we're in the pool of death, and Jurgen Klinsmann, who's our coach. I mean, I think if anybody's gonna get us out of this pool of death, he is. So
is his last name Klinsmann?
No, Klinsmann.
Oh, okay.
No. He's from Germany. They don't have the Klan in Germany. They're just originally, you know, white people.
Okay.
Yeah. Jurgen has won the World Cup as a player. He's been a very successful. He's a career as a coach and everything else. And he's a real asset. Like, we're fortunate to have him coach of the United States national team. And the team that they're taking to Brazil, dude, they're in a tough spot. We are in there with Germany, who is, you know, one of the country's favorite to win it.
David Hasselhoff's biggest fans.
We also are in the same little pool as Portugal. Portugal is pretty fantastic, and they also have Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. Yeah.
Yeah, the Ronaldo. I mean, dude, and he's, you know, he's fantastic. We also have Ghana. And
if we don't win our first game against Ghana, we're done.
Well, here's the weird thing about Ghana.
I knew a guy who had Ghana one time.
Yeah, I've had it, you know. It gets cured easily. But Ghana is the team that has eliminated us from the last two World Cups. So we've got to play them first. We have to beat Ghana. When we play Portugal, we have to
at least tie
or beat Portugal. And we also have to hope that by the time we play Germany, like in the group stage, we're going to play Germany. And we have to hope that, you know, if we're living in a conventional world and Germany is just the dominant team within our pool, that they have already gone, you know what, we've secured moving on to the next round. Maybe Germany will play like second string players, you know, maybe they'll do something like that to us. And I'll tell you, in the past, we've beaten their second string with our U.S. guys. The fact that the coach of the United States national team is a German and there is a little bit of a rivalry there.
It'll be an interesting match.
I don't expect it to be by any means. It's going to be tough.
Oh, wow. So that's why we're going to talk about the World Cup.
Just any